Hello.
This is HM correspondent Dulcinea Dix for WOC 105.3 FM. And today I am here with Ben Williams, the executive director of the Connect Center, which is located on 49 Johnston Avenue in Cohoes, New York. Please tell us about yourself, Mr. Williams.
Hey, Dulce. How you doing?
I'm great.
Awesome. Well, I am the executive director of the Connect Center. I've been here for 4 years. Our mission is to break the cycle of poverty by connecting youth to their full potential. We do that in a number of ways. Probably first and foremost, we have STEAM programming. So STEAM is an acronym that stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Math. We have several spaces that we do our programming in. We have a full STEAM lab, which includes a music studio, tech room, a black box theater, and a media room.
Oh, wow. All right. So tell us, why is tech important for children to understand?
Glad you asked. Well, we can see from the recent pandemic that everything was heavily reliant on tech once we had to go remote. You know, that being said, I feel like that's only going to become more and more the case as we progress. Technology is evolving at a high rate, and these kids need to be ready for it once they step into the job market.
Definitely. Do you think learning skills from Google Meets and online classes are going to help the children in the near future?
Yes, to an extent. I believe there needs to be some hands-on activities too. So in our 5,000 square foot facility, we offer some remote opportunities and distancing for programming, which is great. We can spread out and kids can get hands-on experience with computers, with audio, with tech stuff, and in a safe environment.
Indeed. So what inspired you to make the Connect Center? I know you told me that your father found this place in 2012, and unfortunately, he passed away in 2016. What made you want to keep it going?
It was such an amazing space and such an amazing vision. I had to continue the legacy. Our family is just, you know, we like to help people. We like to give back to the community. And in that same vein, I wanted to bring my skill sets to the Connect Center and help expand, especially in the area of technology.
Awesome. Now, I hear there's a music center here. Tell me, how did you start making beats?
I started making beats when I was at RPI, and a bunch of my friends from Collective Effort, who now own Collective Effort and started and founded it, they were in the electronic media and arts major, and I saw them making beats one day by banging on the table and sampling stuff, and I was like, I can do that. And 10 years later, here I am with a music studio and teaching kids how to make beats on their phone.
What programs do you use to teach children how to make beats on their phone?
We use a few programs. We teach iMachina, we teach FL Studio, the app, and GarageBand.
Wow. Now, FL Studio is that, if I might add, that is a very hard program to learn, don't you think?
I do think. That's why we break it down into steps. We also use YouTube University as a resource. We explore it together, to be honest. I don't know everything about these programs, but I know enough to get started, and we kind of explore them together. That's the fun of it.
Definitely. Now, what are the age ranges of children that can come here?
We serve students in middle and high school across the capital region. We are located in Cohoes on the 182 bus line, and we serve a lot of Cohoes students, but we are open to the entire capital region, and our programming is free.
Awesome. Now, when you see a child who isn't comprehending the material from the program, what is your next step?
Well, we run really small ratios. We like to have a 3 or 4 to 1 ratio between the instructor and the students. So that gives a lot of hands-on attention. So if a student is struggling with some of the material, we have the ability to go slower or to just change it up. Maybe it's not a good fit. Maybe they want to explore something else. It's really up to them. It's not a curriculum. We're not a school. were a place for the kids to come and explore their interests.
Nice. Now, initially, how did the video game coding camp come into play?
Video game coding camp started, we started a relationship with Albany Can Code. They've been amazing to work with. It was a virtual camp. The kids learned several coding languages, and we are also doing a video coding workshop soon with Best Pass. It's just kind of the culture. The kids love the video games, and I love to teach them what's behind it as far as science, math, and technology, and then show them the future of it, you know, as far as careers go.
Awesome. Now, what are some major concepts you'd like your kids to take away from the Connect Center for Youth?
One of the big concepts that we were talking about earlier was entrepreneurship.
Yes.
So I want these kids to realize that the skills that they're developing here, they can take and not only go make money immediately, but also long term. They can build a career and, you know, be a successful member of society.
Now, you say your program is guided towards kids of middle school and high school children, but are they able to reach out to you after the program is over?
Of course. One of our first success stories was a boy, well, he's a man now, named Paul. He was having trouble graduating, and he approached my dad for some volunteer hours, and then he started doing odds and ends stuff around the building. And then eventually my dad got him hooked up with the local electrical union. Now he's making six figures a year. He just bought his first house. He's 27. I have two other students that I was mentoring that just joined the electrical union as well. I'm super happy for them. And I want to make more of these success stories. I really just want to connect the students to a career that they're passionate about and that they can make a good living in.
Definitely. And isn't that what it's about? Now, how did COVID-19 affect your organization? And what were some steps you took in order to restore normalcy?
COVID affected us a number of ways. It really amplified us in the community and put us in the spotlight as far as being able to serve the student populations. We were able to complete a lot of construction at that point. We got a lot of volunteer help, which was amazing. We were able to complete renovations of our music studio and Black Box Theater. And we were also able to create a socially distanced computer lab where kids could access and get homework help and work on resumes and you know, just have a safe space to access the internet and get their work done.
Definitely. Now, what is one fact about video game coding that people may be surprised to know?
One fact is that, well, there's a couple facts that kind of blew my mind when I learned them. Entry-level video game coders make almost 100 grand a year.
Oh, my.
Yeah, oh, my is right.
You hear that, kids? 100 grand.
Yeah. I was thinking about changing professions. And then the other thing that kind of blew my mind was how many languages there are, coding languages. We taught two over the summer, which are Python and the other one that I can't remember the name of. But those are the two super basic ones and a great introductory, you know, path to coding. But there's a ton of languages. So, you know, our coding classes can go on forever virtually.
Definitely. Now, I know this is a camp and a program, but like, do you think your kids will potentially get a job in video game coding with your program that you're offering here?
I would love it. I would love to be able to bridge that gap. Right now, it's very early, and really kind of exposure is the key thing. You know, getting them exposed to the coding and also feeling empowered behind it. I think those will give them confidence enough to maybe pursue a career in video games later.
Definitely, definitely. Now, how can the public reach you?
The public can reach me a few ways. First and foremost is email. My email address is ben, at connectcenterforyouth.org. And also by phone, area code 518-687-1999.
Okay, and when is your next event?
Our next event is yet to be scheduled. We are in talks with a few different organizations about doing some more coding camps. I myself am going to host a few culinary camps We have just come off the summer of our pretty intense programming, so we're kind of regrouping for the next few weeks and finishing up some building renos. But check the website at connectcenterforyouth.org. We have an events calendar on there, and we also have a mailing list that will alert you to our upcoming events.
Okay. Mr. Williams, do you have any final words?
Thank you so much for having me today. It's been a pleasure showing you around. I'm glad you caught the vision, and I look forward to talking with you in the future.
Yes. All right, folks. Well, this has been HM correspondent Dulcinea Diggs for WOC, and I spoke with Ben Williams, the executive director of the Connect Center.